From underdogs to unstoppable, South Fork softball players are the local Title IV champions. Members of the team stop by our studio to share their story with KMUD's Lauren Schmidt.
Last week, the South Fork Cubs softball team made history, winning both games in a doubleheader against St. Bernard's to take home the Little Four Championship. It's their first league title in at least 20 years, and they didn't just win, they dominated. The Cubs took Game 1 8-2 and Game 2 11-4. With two games left in the season, they're now three wins ahead of the next closest team and have secured the top spot heading into the HDNL postseason tournament. The team is composed of 14 players, mostly freshmen and juniors, and several of the athletes who helped to bring the championship home to Miranda stopped by the K-Mud studio on Wednesday to share what this long-awaited victory means to them and their school.
I'm Mackenzie Brewer.
I'm Kendall Kircher.
I'm Molly Perkins.
I'm Layla Coleman. I'm just like 14. I play pitcher and shortstop.
We won the Little Four League Championship for the first time in 35 years.
A lot of excitement.
A lot. Like, we were really like, excited.
We were all really happy.
Me and Kendall were jumping up.
Might have done a little belly bump.
Maybe.
It took a lot of
like mental.
Yeah. Yeah, mental and like physical.
Going all out.
Just
we worked
and
really hard. We worked really yeah. hard at practices and stuff
mm-hmm. yeah.
to get to this point.
It's a remarkable comeback for the program that didn't even have a team 2 years ago and has had just one winning season in the league since 2005.
The last 2 years, the girls have really stepped up. They didn't have a team the year before, and then we came back and we won Division VI playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we ended up winning. And then this year, they came back and won league for the first time since I was a freshman in 1990.
But the players attribute much of their success to their coach, Lisa Todd, who returned from retirement to help rebuild the Cubs softball team.
Shout out to Lisa.
Pulled her out of retirement.
Yeah, pulled her out of retirement. Oh, yeah. Now look at us now.
They right. did. I retired for 2 years. There was another coach that took over, and then she ended up leaving the area, and then they didn't have a coach. They actually had a year of not playing at all, and then they sucked me back in.
The greatest coach of all time. She's yeah. been great.
She's been great. She pushes us hard, but it helps us get to the point we're at right now.
Mm-hmm. We need it.
Yeah, definitely.
Without the coaches we got, I don't think we would be
no
anywhere near where we are now.
South Fork is one of the most rural schools in the league, and for many Southern Humboldt students, sports play a vital role. The Cubs say their social lives would look very different without softball.
It means a lot,
yeah,
honestly.
A lot.
I'd be sitting at home if there was no sports.
Yeah, I'd probably be in bed right now.
Yeah, and without sports, like,
I don't know
how many friends I'd have. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
softball
that's
brought,
a huge
like, part.
Everybody together. Like, we're all a big group of friends.
Like, we're just, like, a big family at this
yeah.
point.
Softball's, like, the closest sport we have at our school. Like,
yeah. Definitely.
Where everyone, like, that's, like, another reason why our team's so good is because we're all, like, niched together. Like, we have really good teamwork.
Yeah.
I feel like it helps boost up, like, South Fork, make us look better mm-hmm. and stuff.
Because a lot of other schools, they doubt us a
yeah.
lot. They think we're just South Fork.
Yeah.
So if they see that we're winning championships, it'll...
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. we're like a really small school, too.
Yeah, compared yeah. to everybody else.
The players say they plan to continue playing softball throughout high school and hope to pursue the sport in college and beyond. They draw inspiration from professional female athletes who have stepped into the spotlight and broken barriers in women's sports.
Yeah.
I feel like hearing about just all these successful, like, women in sports and college and stuff and how well they're doing, I think it definitely, like, just helps motivate more to want to do it and
mm-hmm.
to keep doing it and keep on going.
Makes
with
us want to push harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
The team's current 17-4 record has earned them a spot in an upcoming tournament.
On the 15th at 7, we play in the Lincoln tournament. And that's the first time we've made it in a few years. Made it a couple years ago.
Since my sister's freshman.
Yeah. And we rarely make that tournament. And this year we got a bye, so we're doing pretty good. And then we'll no playoffs by the following week. And we should be seated pretty high, so we should get some home games.
The public can support the South Fork softball team by cheering them on at their home field in Miranda. And the players are hoping the community will show up in force.
I feel like, honestly, just coming out and supporting us is, like, a really big thing. I feel like mm-hmm. it all helps, like, hype us up, just having the crowd behind us, just cheering us on after every single play. Like, if we get a really good double play or something, they go crazy. And it's just, like, a really good, like, yeah. energy boost and, like, just a boost yeah. to
And it'll help rattle us. The other team a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It does, and
when
for
the,
sure. It,
when the crowd comes, I feel like we always play harder, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when we have a bigger crowd.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's actually, like, people to yeah. impress.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
oh,
the
yeah,
best.
Definitely.
We get so many people come out and mm-hmm. cheer us on.
It's the best.
It's great.
Concluding, they shared a message to the other teams.
Coming for We're you. Coming.
yeah. You can find a schedule of upcoming games and more at HumboldtSports.com.